Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and happy Thursday. I hope that you are well and that your day is starting off great. And if not, close your eyes, open them up again, and let's go on and have a beautiful day rejoicing in the Lord, because this is the day that He has made. We shall be glad because we are blessed to breathe one more day. This morning's scripture comes from Romans 12 and 2. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external, superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideas and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourself what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in His sight for you. Romans 12 and 2. The last sentence really blessed me, and it made me think about a situation that happened to me in the nail shop. And it says, so that you may prove for yourself what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in His sight for you, period. You, period. What's acceptable for you? I was in the nail shop, and it was funny, but it was cute. The lady who was doing my nails, I had already told her what I wanted to sit down, and I realized as she started to do the filing process, the shaping, she was not doing what I asked. I asked her, when it's time to do that, could she just buff my nails and make sure that there's no edges, you know, that's sticking out and that they're smooth, but do not shape them, because I like my nails to look the natural shape they grow in. I don't want to get, you know, the filing with them straight across the line. And so she had the file, and she's going in. I'm like, no, I'm sorry. Can I please just have buff, no file, straight, no file? And she looked at me, lift up her file, and say, sit back, honey, I fix for you. And immediately I said, fix for me in my head. And all I could say was, you can't fix me. I'm not a straight type girl. I don't want my nails straight. I want my nails the way that I have, that I see fit for them, because I'm not come sit in your chair and allows you to give me what I want. And at the end of the day, I'm sitting in your chair paying you for a service that I feel that I should get what I want. If I'm telling you that I don't want to be straight, I don't want my nails to be straight, I'm not a straight type girl, don't do that to me. And again, I'm paying for it. And it makes me think about our lives when people try to box us in or fix us to how they see fit. We have to remind ourselves that who we are in Christ and what is perfect and acceptable for us in God's sight. And even the times when we're not paying in cash for a service, we're going to pay for it something in some way, shape, form, or fashion. We're going to pay by either when we go to bed at night and we can't sleep because we're thinking about the situation and how we allow someone to dictate us or make us feel during a process, and we come home and we pay for it. Or we know we're supposed to do something one way, or order something, or just go somewhere and someone tells us, no, I don't think you should go. And then you wind up hearing how you miss out on something powerful, how that may have been a divine appointment for you. So you're paying for it with regret. So we pay for it some way. My situation, I was paying for and had my nails done the way that I want them. But there's times in my life when I've let people tell me how I feel, even in relationships. Like, you know, when I got out the last relationship and I was so happy, and for a year, a straight year, I would let people dictate how I feel and say how I feel to make them comfortable. And I know how you feel. I know you just said, I know you hurt. And in actuality, I was not. I was happy. but I choose to make them comfortable. So I would reply and say, yeah, I know, yeah, you're right, knowing I was lying in the inside. And what I realized that I had done for an entire year was not show who I really was, and that could have been a blessing to someone else. And so in turn, I paid for that because I felt bad because I didn't give God his due. I didn't give him his glory and saying the truth, my truth. No, I feel good. I don't feel that way. I'm not mad at him. I'm not bitter. I love him. I just had a conversation with him. He just called me last week and asked me how to help him put a girl out of his house. Like, no, I'm not there. I'm not where you want me to be. I'm in a whole nother place. And so I had to learn to stop buying into others' thoughts of me and how I should react in things so that I can walk into what is good and acceptable in the sight of the Lord for me, for my life. So, Father God, I come to you this morning, and I thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to wake up and see another day, Lord God, to walk into your will for our lives, Lord God, the sight that you have for us, the sight that we can walk and be set apart and be different, not conform to this world, because we are different. You created each and one of us, individually unique in our own ways. Yes, we were created in your image, but you were kind enough to give us a style that's unique to ourselves so that when people walk into our storefront and they see us, they know that we are not the same as our sister or our brother, or we're not just like our daddy, just like our mom. We are created in our own selves to be unique and be who you called us to be, set apart to do glorious things for you. And in the process of being set apart, Lord, let us know that so that we can glorify you, so when others see us, they can know that it's something to do with you and it's not anything to do with us. Give us the strength and the courage to walk in who we are and not be conformed to the ways of the world, not settling, not being boxed in, but having an attitude of who I am in Christ and being accepted of Christ and not man. Lord, let us walk in that today. Let us have victory over other people and caring about other people and their thoughts and trying to please people. Let us be God pleasers and not people pleasers, Lord God. Show us today who we are in you and let us accept it, walk in it, and know who we are. In Jesus' name, we give you praise, glory, and honor. Amen. Have a beautiful day. God bless you. Be great, be loved, be who you are in Christ. Remember that you are good and acceptable and perfect in his sight. It's not about what the one next door at work, in your relationship, in your family, who they think you are, but it's who you are and who you are in him. Be blessed. I love you so much. Have a great day.